Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So I'm going to play a little bit of audio here. But I'll say again this, because we're going to talk a little bit about Joe Biden and Howard Stern, because I did consume it. Nothing has changed for me on Joe Biden. Zero. He's hiding from the mainstream press, period, end of statement. The guy used to do every interview under the sun. They are fearful because of some sort of aging that he will struggle, that it will be one of those moments like we've seen in public. And so he can do Howard Stern, and I found it compelling, and I'll expand. But that's not the same thing as specific, hard-hitting questions. Donald Trump used to make himself available to others. Now it's just sycophant city. Okay. So it's not like Trump is immensely better. But I want to ask you about decency, because if you listen to the Joe Biden interview and you have a morsel of objectivity, and by the way, this again is coming from someone who as of now will not vote for Joe Biden because I don't think cognitively he is up for the job. I mean, not for one second will I consider voting for Donald Trump, because his life is only about himself. But is it a fair conversation to say decency should matter over character when character is lacking? Donald Trump is a narcissist. He wakes up every day, Dave Harrigan. Anybody's objective knows this. How is this day going to benefit me? When he says, I'm with you, I'm fighting for you, give me a break. You may be 100% right that all across the country you feel like you've been passed over and be pissed about it. 100% you have a right to feel that way. Donald Trump from the Trump Tower in Mar-a-Lago is the guy who thinks about you more than Scranton Joe Biden? No. Now, if you want to say it's a policy difference, I get it. There are enormous policy differences. But, I mean, for a long time, Dave, we'd hear this thing, well, it really matters who you want to have a beer with. And I think, really? And then I would go back to the 2000 election. And I thought, W, with all his verbal faux pas, but... And again, there were a lot of things in the W. Bush administration. I thought, what are they doing? Like, did they prepare themselves at all for Iraq? Did they think Afghanistan was going to go this easy? The flooding. But again, I'm not at W.'s house. But whenever I see the guy, you know what I think? I think he's a pretty decent guy.
Certainly came across that way.
I really do. And again, we're shocked all the time, and we shouldn't be shocked. Al Gore gave one good speech when he ran for president. One. You know what speech that was? When he conceded. Every other time he was as wooden could be. Just so uncomfortable. Yeah. Remember when the debate, which debate it was, where he got like right next to W, because somebody told, show that you're taller, invade his space. I think everybody in the country was like, what are you doing?
I guess SNL did a good bit about that.
Oh, my God. And I've seen other interviews since where Al Gore is relaxed and he's a little more normal. But if this is just decency, there is no comparison between Joe Biden and Donald Trump. There's none. There just is none if you're objective on the person. Policy matters, though. I get it. This is not, you're not picking your best friend. But are there levels to it? So Dave found some audio. This is Lindsey Graham, when forever he was a Senate colleague of Joe Biden's and wasn't sitting on the lap of Donald John Trump. This is years ago, Lindsey Graham, Republican, talking about Joe Biden.
If you can't admire Joe Biden as a person, then it's probably you got a problem. You need to do some self-evaluation. Because what's not to like? He's the nicest person I think I've ever met in politics. He is as good a man as God ever created.
That's Lindsey Graham. Again, do I think he's capable of the job the next 4 years? When I see him and how they hide him and how he struggles, my personal view as of now, I don't. But all the challenges he's faced, his empathy, his compassion, I think he's a decent person. I do. Now, you then grab some audio of Donald John Trump. I have not heard a second of it. Go ahead and play.
You are a rude, terrible person.
You are a nasty person. I'll tell you.
That's okay. I know you're not thinking. You never do.
I'm sorry?
No, go ahead.
I could stand in the middle of Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody, and I wouldn't lose any voters, okay?
You got to see this guy. Oh, I don't know what I said. Oh, I don't remember.
He said, I'm going to bring the country to together. I'm going to bring it together.
Making fun of Joe Biden's stuttering issue. And then others were saying, no, that's not what he was doing. Calling people in the military losers. Mocking John McCain. He's just not a good person. Again, as I said to Adam, I said it before, because I'm sure the texture, you hate him. I do not hate Donald Trump. I do not. I just don't think he's a good person. Like Alex Jones, you think of a public figure. What Alex Jones has done to the families of Sandy Hook, I detest him. I do. Donald Trump's not that, not even close to that bad. But his whole thing is it's all about him, all about him, all about him, and just totally destroying others in any way he can if they disagree with him. I mean, all of a sudden, Bill Barr, who Caitlin Collins just had a brilliant interview with Bill Barr the other day when Barr was trying to justify his vote for Trump. Well, this is a part of this thing. Bill Barr in the end said policy over decency. And I'm curious to people because I want you to text me right now or call. I'd love phone calls too. Do you ever just say, you know what? I actually agree with the Republican principles more. Because Trump has taken, what, 75% of Republican principles, somewhere in there? And then kind of 25% of just him being him. Like when he was in New York, when he was a center left, center right guy, that type of guy I probably could have voted for. But in the end, you'd see his character. And I think character should matter. And if it doesn't, tell me why. And maybe you're just going to say, you know, none of us know what somebody's really like behind the scenes. And so I'm not going to presuppose that this public figure is really who he is. There's a lot of people who talk about Joe Biden as a person. And then look at all the people who left Donald Trump's office, his administration, and just destroy him as a human being and his character. And again, not as much policy because they're Republicans, but it's just him as a person. So when you come back, I want to hear from you first, Dave. But I want to hear from others. Phone calls, I'd love it. Is it ever a decency, character, human being over policy if the differences are far enough? Because these guys are not close on policy. I get it if it's fairly close, like it's within, hey, a Republican over Republican or a Democrat over Democrat. But does it matter? Because One's a decent guy and one's not. It's just that simple, in my opinion. And obviously all this is, I mean, some of it's based on facts, but some is my opinion. That's what I do here. And you are allowed to 100% disagree. It's 46 past one. What do you want to say? Phone call or text 651-461-9226.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, 50 past one. Dave, what do you want to say about decency and policy? And can someone say, you know, be honest, I really agree with the other guy, significantly more. But I can't vote for a guy like that. And even though I don't agree with this guy on some huge issues, he's just the better person. Now, again, for me, I don't view it as just a binary choice. I'm already getting the text. Well, you know, there are only two choices, and if you don't vote for Biden, you're voting for Trump. Until this country, in my view, starts voting for others than the only two offered up by the Republicans and Democrats, we will continue to get less than the best. What about the decency policy thing for you?
Decency matters a ton to me. It matters a ton to me, and it's the reason I can't vote for Donald Trump or many Republicans today. I voted for George W. Bush. I voted for John McCain. I voted for Mitt Romney. When it came time to Donald Trump, it was not a question. There's no chance. There was never a chance I was going to vote for Donald Trump. I would love to vote for more Republicans now. I think, like you, in a lot of ways, fiscally right, more socially left.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the one thing that really, well, the two things that really drive me nuts about the Republican Party today are the MAGA movement and the Trump sycophants, Trump leading that party, and views on guns. The fact that they're unwilling to make reasonable change, or any change for that matter. Those are the two things that drive me nuts. And you know, if it's who you want to have a beer with conversation, or just who you think is a more decent human being, who you think is going to represent your country to the world and put us in the best light, it means a lot to me.
Yeah, I mean, policy for me on Biden, if I just get by, I think it's clear he's not the same person. I think he's being pulled too far to the left.
I agree.
I wish he just would be the guy he was when he was definitely left to center, but more center left and got things done. I think their policy on the border has been an utter fiasco, just complete fiasco. And I think he talks a tough game on certain things, but never really draws the line in the sand. You know, and then when he did in Afghanistan, it was awful. He was put in a weird position by what Trump did at the end, but that was 9 months into his presidency. That's a Biden decision, and that was awful.
And there's been plenty of people who have come out since then and said, yeah, we didn't know what we were doing.
Yes.
We showed up there without a plan and no idea how to make the plan.
Yeah, and there's even more evidence came out last week which outlet, which showed that
CNN got
CNN might, basically showing some key points where it looks like the administration is lying. All right, let's get to text here. This is from a diehard lefty, and I appreciate that he or she listens. It's a two-person race, Chad. At best, third party's opting out, but if you want Trump, it's a mistake. What? Okay, so when will we have third or fourth other people?
Never.
Never. So
not on a national level.
I just had this conversation with two very good friends of mine. They're both elected. Now, they're both left to center. One more than the other. We'll say, oh, okay, you're wrong. Once you vote for Trump. And I'm like, for me, if someone runs for office, then I consider them. Or and including if they run as an independent or whatever it might be. Let's see. I'm finally in a terrible place because the only place can be at this point. I'm hoping Trump wins because 4 years then we are completely done with him. If he doesn't win, it's going to be another January 6th and the conspiracy theories and more division for our country. There is no chance in hell Donald Trump could lose 50-0 and he will not accept the results. You agree with me, right?
Yes.
50-0. Also, if he does win, and by the way, if the election was today, I'm standing right by. Donald Trump would win. CNN poll, which included Kennedy. That was the more telling one. The one that included RFK Jr., 42-33, Donald Trump. That's not close. Swing states, it's closer, but it's still more Trump. If he gets there and he lives through 4 years, I'm not convinced he's going bye-bye. Why should we be convinced? There's a wide range of variable in character. Trump goes way over the line and is pathological. He lies. He has no respect for military. Puts personal interests over the country. Will go to any length, even overturning an election. Ranked choice voting is the only way the other parties have a chance. Someone's comparing me to Trump. I am nothing like Donald Trump. I can assure you that. I can assure you people who know me well would tell you that. Joe isn't the same person was years ago. He and his policies have ruined the country. George Patton was really not elected as a command in the service, but we need someone like that in the White House, and that's why we would vote for Trump. Comparing Donald Trump to anybody in the military, to me, is so laughable. A guy who, five deferments for bone spurs and all the top military people who work with him. All of them are campaigning against him. And how dismissive, how disgusting comments by John McCain. And when he wouldn't go to the event in France and said that's where all the losers were buried. I mean, it's a fair debate. I mean, and it's a fair, if one is clearly significantly better to you and how you personally feel, but he's a jerk. And the other one, likable, but you don't agree with him? I get it. I just wonder if this example is so extreme. Between, just more on Donald Trump and how he's going to run the country as a revenge tour and benefiting him. That's what it's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully it benefits the country. But he's the leader right now. I don't think there's any doubt about it. Chip, we'll get back to the Wolves early next hour.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.